Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The A word has returned, and with great flourish. The impossible has happened. Christ has risen from the dead, and we have been given new life. The world outside the doors of this beautiful church echo that miraculous reality. A world that just a few days ago looked bleak, was cold and barren, is now bursting open with new life. And we are too. The possibilities for our new life in Christ are endless. God has once again proven his faithfulness, and in ways beyond our imagination. Even death cannot beat him down. Even the very thing we fear the most, the cessation of existence, has proven to have no power over God. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things have happened. In this service, we retrace our history, the history of God and his relationship with his creation from the very moment of that creative work. And in that retracing, we're brought into the story. We are remembered into that unfolding story, and we are reminded of our place in that unfolding story, the unfolding story of God and his people. And we are reminded that as of this day, in the year of our Lord, 2010, we are the people of God. And the story continues. We begin by kindling a new light, the light of Christ that will be with us throughout this year. We enter in darkness, in death. In our remembering, the world is still dark and void. But as we enter this holy space, we bring with us the light of Christ, the one bright spot. And from that light, we each light our own small lights. And the light moves throughout our space and then into the world. In this retelling and in this remembering, we engage all our senses. Our sight is at first strained. There's darkness. There's shadows. Things are not clear. But as we move into our first celebration of Easter, the light becomes brighter until we find ourselves in this moment when all the lights in the church are bright, our air is filled with the aroma of our prayers, the smell of incense, and the joy of the gift that we have received through Christ, the gift of new light, the gift of new life. We've traveled with Christ these last few weeks to the hard, dark place of the cross, and now we've traveled with the women who went to his grave in sorrow, only to find that the one they expected to be 2 days dead is not dead, but gone. And not gone in the sense that he will be with them no more, but gone from the grave that had tried to hold him, gone from death and resurrected to new life. Of course they are perplexed. Of course they are amazed. This is not possible. It's outside of their realm of possibility, and it's outside ours too. But they hurry to tell the men what they've witnessed. And of course, the men are skeptical. Of course, they disregard what this group of women has to say. Who would trust a bunch of flaky women anyway? This is outside their realm of possibility. But Peter, thank God for Peter, can't stand himself. He has to go see for himself. Perhaps he thought that the women were overcome with the hysteria of their grief. Perhaps that he thought they had been scared away by those two men who were trying to play some sort of practical joke on them. No matter why, Peter went to see for himself. And the fact of the matter is that he did see. He went and he discovered, to his great surprise and amazement, and probably even shock, that what the women had said was true. Jesus was gone, and all that was left was the cloth that had once held his lifeless body. He is alive, and we are alive. He has overcome death. He is risen, and we are risen to new life with him. We have come through the waters of baptism. We have walked with him to the cross, and we have been given new life. In this new life, the possibilities are endless. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Amen.